A worker is using an air compressor to clear dust out of a small display case, which will be part of one of the more than 50 new and refurbished exhibits at an iconic South Coast museum. Teams of diorama experts, fabricators, and even Hollywood prop makers are putting the finishing touches on the first two phases of a massive revamp of the Santa Barbara Museum of Natural History. Museum President and CEO Luke Swetland takes us on a tour of the Mammal Hall, where crews are putting final touches on exhibits before this Saturday's grand reopening.
The entire frontage has been re-landscaped, and we've added in accessible paths of travel from Mission Canyon all the way out to the Oak Woodland. The second piece is the redo of this entire eastern suite of galleries, the old Insect Hall and the restoration of the Mammal Hall and the bird halls. And then the third piece is putting in an entirely new butterfly pavilion that's a permanent structure and enhancing the entire outdoor experience area, the backyard and the clubhouse.
Swetland says they're trying to retain some popular longtime exhibits while mixing in some new ones.
How do you strip away everything that got layered in over time and bring this space back to what it was originally? While at the same time, how do you add in new interpretation, lots of things for people to touch? How do you activate some of these low spaces for kids? So it was really about finding that perfect balance between honoring the past but making it all new.
The museum executive says there's new emphasis on trying to highlight nature in our backyard. He points out an exhibit with some types of coyotes found in Santa Barbara.
These are all the things you would find here at this museum in the evenings. And of course, the message then for visitors and for school kids is, so what do you think is in your own backyard? We want people to realize nature is very proximate. It's all around us. It's not something out there that you necessarily have to drive hours to.
Swetland says the museum's 14 curators were heavily involved in the project. There's a lot of potential resources to work with because the museum has about 3.5 million specimens in its permanent collection.
That is one of the great advantages of being a regional museum. You really can focus on what makes this place so special.
With the work nearing completion, even the teams involved with creating and installing the exhibits are excited. Charlie Carden is with a company called Cinnabar and has been working on the museum project for close to a year.
I've seen the skeleton of this show for a long time, but to actually get to see the content come in is really exciting, and we've been learning every day. It's really fun to get to work with like such knowledgeable biologists. We're learning while we're installing, which is really fun.
And while there's protective covering on the floor, cans of paint scattered around, and a few still incomplete dioramas, people like Kathy Kelp, who are getting a sneak preview, are impressed.
It's tying the museum's backyard to the exhibit space indoors and reinforcing for the visitor what they can experience in their own backyard. It's something they'll remember when they go home.
One of the big goals of the project is to have the museum serve as a jumping-off spot, a guide, so to speak, of nature in the region.
Here you can learn about coastal dunes, chaparral. This map of Santa Barbara is key to each of these kinds of habitats. The idea is you come to the museum. This isn't your destination. This is your base camp for exploration. Museum as field guide.
The museum's president and CEO, Luke Swetland, says the revamped halls not only include humans, they look at ways we've impacted nature.
The biggest shift in museums is this understanding that museums have to engage with the pressing kind of dialogue that is happening on our planet, about the threats to the planet. And so I think you see museums not just being storehouses and presenters of stuff, but really talking about human impacts.
The revamped museum's entrance area, plus the Mammal Hall, the Bird Halls, and the new Santa Barbara Gallery will open to the public for the first time on Saturday. The final elements of the $20 million centennial campaign, the addition of a permanent butterfly pavilion, and a redesigned backyard and clubhouse area are expected to be completed late this summer. In Santa Barbara, Lance Orozco, KCLU News.